following disabled man, Michael Black.
Not so very long ago in Athens, a major corporation proposed to construct the largest power plant of its kind in the country in our midst. It threw money and influence around, quieting individuals, elected officials, and organizations. Jobs were promised, of which there was one. And it was built by outside workers skilled in the specifics of the construction required. It was excused from its full burden of taxes, and the major economic benefit was bestowed on the Catskill School District. Annual monetary grants are bestowed on some selected local groups who make a case for their needs. And so Athens' generating goes. The people of Athens have never received a single report on its impact on the impact of the plant's emissions on our environment, although if you search through the internet, you can learn they are extreme. Among the many areas of concern about the proposed project here is the health impact of buried power lines, which emit an electromagnetic field which can pass through the earth and walls and human bodies. There is no question that power transmission apparatus emit electromagnetic fields that can penetrate stone, steel, and human flesh. In fact, when it comes to magnetic fields, human flesh and bone has the same penetrability as air. Strong artificial electromagnetic forces can scramble and interfere with the body's natural EMF, harming everything from sleep cycles and stress levels to the immune system and DNA. Studies show that living near power lines increases the risk of cancer. After hundreds of international studies, the evidence linking EMFs to cancer and other health problems is loud and clear. High voltage power lines are the most obvious and dangerous culprits. From the British Medical Journal, June 2005, researchers found that children living within 650 feet of power lines had a 70% greater risk for leukemia than children 2,000 feet away or more. From Epidemiology, January 2002, there is a strong prospective evidence that prenatal maximum magnetic field exposure above a certain level may be associated with miscarriage risk. From the Internal Medicine Journal, 2007, in a study of 850 lymphoma, leukemia, and related conditions, researchers from the University of Tasmania and Britain's Bristol University found that living for a prolonged period near high voltage power lines increased the risk for these conditions later in life. Dr. David Carpenter, Dean of the School of Public Health at SUNY, believes that up to 30% of all childhood cancers come from exposure to high voltage power lines. Even the Environmental Protection Agency cautions citizens there are reasons for concern and advises prudent avoidance of high voltage lines. The California Department of Health concluded that EMFs were responsible for an increase in childhood leukemia, adult brain cancer, Lou Gehrig's disease, and miscarriage in a 2002 report. These studies and dozens of other epidemiological studies specifically link high voltage power lines with brain tumors, leukemia, birth defects, and lymphoma. According to research and publications put out by the World Health Organization, EMFs such as power lines can cause headaches, fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, prickling and or burning skin, rashes, and muscle pain. High voltage power lines and radiation are something that can affect urban and rural communities alike. It is critical that we in Athens understand the risks of living close to power lines and protect the area around us by rejecting the West Point Partners project. And I would like to add that on slide number 12 of the presentation, under the statutory parties to the Article 7 procedure, there was no mention of the Department of Health, the Department of Public Service, Environmental Conservation, Secretary of State, Department of Agriculture, Parks, Recreation, Historical, Department of Transportation, no Department of Health. Thank you.